Good morning, and thank you for standing by. Welcome to Internet's conference call regarding the earnings result of the fourth quarter of 2016. With us today in this conference call in São Paulo is Mr. Rodrigo Luz Eternit, Chief Financial Officer and IR. This event is being recorded. All listeners are on listen-only mode, and later there will be a Q&A session, and instructions to participate will be given at that time. If you need assistance during the call, please press star. This conference call is being broadcast live on Eternit's IR site, www.eternit.com.br/IR. A slide presentation and the earnings release are also available on this web. We would like to clarify that forward-looking statements that may be made during this conference call regarding Eternit's outlook, projections, and operating and financial targets are based on the management's expectation regarding the company's future. These expectations strongly depend on the national and international market, the country's general economic performance, and that of the sector. Therefore, they're subject to changes. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Rodrigo Luz Eternit, CFO and IR. Mr. Rodrigo, you have the floor. Thank you very much. Very good morning to everyone. Thank you for your participation in our conference call. As we mentioned, today we will talk about the main highlights regarding the fourth quarter of 2016, as well as the main highlights that took place throughout the year. And the results have been made available since last Friday. On our slide number 3, here we have placed the main data. We are comparing the fourth quarter of 2016 regarding the fourth quarter of 2015. What we have here, in the first part, we have the indicators to the sector, comparing it to Eternit's performance. Well, 2016, according to the Monetary Policy Committee, had a scenario below expectations regarding economy. And we believe that the recovery can take longer than we had expected. And therefore, we have to highlight that within this context, the economy is operating with high levels of idleness, basically because of unemployment and because of low usage of industry capacity. APRAMAT, that is the sector that congregates all the industries regarding construction material, presented a downturn of 11.5 vis-a-vis 2015. Now, the main points that APRAMAT points out that justify the slowdown would be a high level of unemployment, and people are afraid of losing their job. And as a consequence, this reduces the consumption of material. There is difficulty in attaining credit, as well as the reduction of public and private investments. When we add up all of these factors, well, this encourages buying construction material for refurbishments or for new constructions. Now, in this sense, the company operated during the fourth quarter in trying to reconciliate the production with the reduction of inventory, this to meet the market demands. Now, this strategy was adopted during the three performance segments, and the objective here was to focus on cash generation. despite the presented challenges with a downturn in the volumes in our three segments, the company presented a performance in terms of sales and of sales better than the sector by and large. Here we're considering the same basis of deflation or deflated sales revenue. The net revenue reached 190.4 million. There is a decline of 20.9% vis-a-vis the last quarter. Now, regarding because of the macroeconomic effects, because of the inflation pressure, because we weren't able to transfer part of this to the price of the product, we also had a reduction of the price of mineral in dollar and the depreciation of the exchange rate that was around 14%. Now, I believe that these were the main factors that contributed for a lower net revenue that was 20.9%. The adjusted EBITDA was 14% lower, reached 13.7 million. Regarding volume and price problems, the pressure of inflation, as I mentioned beforehand, was partially neutralized by the adjustments that we carried out in the sector as of the third quarter when we transferred the inflation to this price. This contributed for a lower EBITDA in addition to lower profitability regarding the commercialization of the mix with lower added value. In moments of uncertainties and of recession, as we saw during the fourth quarter of 2016, in reality, during the year of 2016, there has been a greater demand for products of less added value, and the store owners are not working with inventory. They work with the lowest inventory. This is why it was necessary to conciliate our operation with the current inventory level so we wouldn't use so much working capital and we would have better cash generation that would be sustainable for the company's business. Now, during this quarter, during the fourth quarter, because of the operating restructuring of Pegola, the mother company that closed the operations of four plants, we had to register a loss of these assets together with the impairment, and the value was 18.1 million. Therefore, we would have to highlight that this value has no cash flow effect, but out of this value contributed to our loss of 29.6 million during the quarter. Aligned with the debt reduction policy, the company reduced at 25% of its gross debt compared to past period, and we finished the period with 125.1 million. These are the main highlights for the results of the fourth quarter of 2016. Now, when we talk about operating results or performance, when we see chrysotile mineral during the fourth quarter, in terms of volume, 34.4, the exports are stable, and the reduction that we have here would be in the domestic market, because the performance is 41.5% lower. Now, this slowdown is because of lesser use of the mineral in the industry and because of a downturn in the construction materials sector. Now, when we see the entire year, we see that the retraction was 25.8%, and 2016, we do have Now, these are the main reasons why there was a downturn in the domestic market, and the downturn in the foreign market is more related to the idleness of mining companies in Kazakhstan that used an aggressive price policy. Therefore, they are making available the mineral in markets where some mining company has presence with more accessible prices. In order to minimize the effects of the foreign market, we have made available mineral with long fibers, and this mineral provides better profitability in terms of revenue and operating margins, because the competition does not have this type of fiber. So I believe that this is a very important point, and here we can maintain very good market conditions. And we can also improve the profitability and the performance in the international market. Now, on slide number 6, sales of fiber cement, the volume was 192.6 million thousand tons. This is a drop of 5.2%. And basically, this downturn is also related to the construction material sector, because of the increase of unemployment rates, it's more difficult to attain credit and lower income. So this inhibits the consumption of construction material for refurbishment and also for new construction. So we can say that the consumption is for the replacement. This is why the entire industry and internet had a downturn, and we can see that the performance of the year was it was because of the same reason of the last quarter. Well, we ended the year with 770,000.9 tons. Now, during the fourth quarter, in sales of concrete tiles was of 5.4 million parts or pieces. This represents a downturn of 33.6%. When we compare it to the quarter of the last year, now this downturn is directly associated to the postponement of constructions by these consumers. And at the same time, we're talking about consumers of medium class and of high income levels. Therefore, basically, this is a consequence of a lack of trust of these consumers, because this is a high standard product, and the basic need of these consumers is different from the consumers that buy fiber cement. So this population already has their own house. They're building their second house. This could be some kind of vacation house. And in a moment of uncertainty, they suspend the construction works and they wait for the crisis to end in order to resume the construction. So the low use of productive capacity, well, the company restructured this segment focused on markets with better operating revenues. On slide number 8, here we demonstrate the restructuring that took place and was approved by the board on February 15th this year. So therefore, Frederico, Westphal, and Isara, Napolis, Camasari units were shut down, but when we add up to the other units, they were totally closed. So therefore, the loss that was of 18.1 million is regarding these assets of these productive units. And we had to include them in 2016. Now, the properties of these units will be made available for sale. And the target of this restructuring is that the Chibaya unit will operate in a concentrated fashion. In addition of working in a concentrated fashion, is the only unit that during 2016 presented growth. In addition to presenting growth, it's a unit that operates in a region with greater sustainability. Therefore, its production capacity will be able to deal with the demands of the deactivated unit. We have an automated production line that has an excellent cost relationship. So therefore, we do understand that with this operation, we will operate in markets with greater profitability, with greater per capita contribution in terms of GDP, and therefore the operating and the financial performance of this segment will be better than what it has been or in the past years. Now, during our next slide, we will be able to see economic and financial information. We will start with slide number 10, the consolidated net revenue. During the fourth quarter, the consolidated net revenue was 190.4 million reais, which represents a downturn of approximately 21%. Now, the two markets that presented downturn, the domestic market, this is because of 17.7%. In addition to commercialization of a popular mix for fiber cement. Now, what contributes with this downturn is the non-transfer of price during the quarter and during the year of 2016, mainly for fiber cement. Now, in the foreign market, the revenue was 28 million, retraction of 35.8%. And I believe that this downturn is basically based on the downturn of the exchange rate during the quarter of 14%. In addition to the drop of the price of the mineral in dollar in order to maintain the minimum of competitiveness in the foreign market. These are the reasons that justify a downturn of 21% when we compare it to the past quarter. During the year, the revenue was 827 million, and the downturn is because of the comments that I made beforehand. Now, during the next slide, the COGS breakdown on slide 11. Well, the cost breakdown remained the same when we compare it to the past quarter. What is very important to highlight here in the slide for you, ladies and gentlemen, is that when we see costs throughout the year, the company received strong pressure because of the inflation and mainly on labor and power. Well, power, electric power. Another important factor that exerted pressure over cost was lower capacity of use for the three performance area. On the other hand, the company implemented a number of actions in order to neutralize the effects of cost pressure. So therefore, we were able to improve the negotiation with raw material suppliers. Our raw materials were readjusted in terms of price, and also we had access to the electric power market. During the fourth quarter, we started to benefit ourselves from this gain because we went to the free market, of the electric power market, even in a partial way, but the effects for all the plants. This effect will gradually appear in the future. Now, another very important point that helped us to minimize all of these impacts was the adjustment of the plants. This is working in line with the market demand. So these effects cooperated to deal with fixed and variable costs. So therefore, we started 2017 with all of these foundations adjusted. Now, during the next slide, we slide number 12, the adjusted EBITDA. The adjusted EBITDA during the fourth quarter, when compared to the past year, remained stable at 7%. Now, but when we see in absolute values, cash generation measured by the adjusted EBITDA was 14% lower. Now, this downturn is because of lower sales volume, because lesser industrial capacity and industrial margins. Mainly, as I mentioned beforehand, when we talk about consolidated net revenue, because a commercialization of a mix of products with lower added value, without mentioning the effect, the effects of cost pressure, as I mentioned, and the non-transfer of the delta cost to the price. And this is what permeated the year, or the fourth quarter of 2016 and the year of 2016. So therefore, when we see the operating margins per sector, here we can see that there has been a margin downturn because of all of these aspects. And the margin in mineral, the retraction is because of the depreciation of the exchange of the dollar. On the other side, we have to highlight that to minimize these negative effects, on the operating part, the company has concentrated its efforts to reduce operating costs, aligned, totally aligned. Now, when we see the effect during the fourth quarter, the reduction was 38% when we compare it to the same quarter last year. And this way, they partially neutralized the effects of these operating costs. Now, during reconciliation of the adjusted EBITDA, what we can see here as of the adjusted EBITDA till the final result, what are the events or the items that facilitate this reconciliation as the main highlights? When we see in terms of variation, basically we have two items, the results, and here we have also an equity pickup. Here we have also the bathroom China were planned here, which together with a Colombian multinational during the fourth quarter, this was higher when we compare it to the non-recurring adjustment regarding new products. So for those that have been following us or that followed us in the former conference calls, we mentioned that the site was preparing itself to make available an adequate portfolio for its customers. So this was done, and this non-recurring adjustment made compatible the cost price with the sales price because of the ramp-up period of these products. And this effect has been recognized at the end of this exercise. This non-recurring event has a cash effect. Therefore, this is why it was higher during the fourth quarter. But when we see the result of the entire year, we can see that it is totally aligned. And another event that we can highlight here would be the losses. Calculated losses of 18.11%. And this is because of the restructuring, and this was a relevant fact that was made during February this year. Now, the other items remain totally aligned. Depreciation, final result during the quarter, that was aligned, but throughout the year it was better, although it was negative. It was basically 3 million lower, and this is what caused the results. Our next slide. As a consequence of all of these aspects that I mentioned, both operating factors and non-recurrent events during the fourth quarter, we had a net loss of 29.6, and throughout the year, 37.7 million. It is important to highlight that if we see the result of the entire year, we had a number of non-recurrent effects that I would like to highlight. As costs to civil lawsuits in São Paulo, additional contribution to end the private pension fund of the mining company, and we adjusted our idle capacity in our plan that took place during the first semester. When we had all of these items, we can say that very specifically, they add up 16.5 million reais, but the non-recurring effect because of the restructuring of Pegola, well, if we add these two figures, we would have a result of the year of 3.1 million reais negative. So although these figures are very relevant, it is substantiated by the very specific items and non-recurring items that took place throughout the year of 2016. Now, in terms of our debt, throughout the year of 2016, although we had a negative result at the end, we maintained our focus on cash generation, and it is aligned with the reduction of our debt policy. So we finished the year with 125 million of gross debt. When we compare it to the past year, this represents a drop of 25%. The net debt, therefore, ended 2016 with 117 million reais. Now, the short-term debt, 69 million reais, it's practically for working capital. And this working capital is necessary to support the average period of exports. And the term goes from 90 to 120 days, but this debt is supported by accounts receivable. Therefore, if we analyze the indebtedness of the company, we could even have adjusted indebtedness disregarding accounts receivable of exports that are connected to the short-term debt. Now, the long-term debts that represent 55.7 million, they are sustained or supported by machine and equipment financing. Nevertheless, with very good debt quality. What does this mean with a highly attractive interest rate? So therefore, when we see the profile of the companies, that has a very good price profile because of the interest rate. Now, 37% of this debt is in foreign currency, and this debt in foreign currency is 100% protected with exports accounts receivable. So this is necessary, and it's totally aligned with our natural hedging policy, and we are not exposed to foreign currencies in the company's group. So perhaps individually, when you see mother company or subsidiaries, perhaps there is an exposure, but in a consolidated fashion, this exposure is null. On slide 16, CapEx. Well, the CapEx of 2016 was $16 million, and it was strictly geared towards maintenance. As the company's focus has been cash generation, we have also carried out the maintenance of our plants to guarantee our assets to be totally usable and in excellent condition. During our next slide, we will see capital markets. For those that are following us for the first time, on slide number 18, our shareholding structure is made up by 79% of individuals, 14.5% corporations, foundations, and then we have foreign and investors. Our free float is according to BMF Bovespa, and the main shareholders are Luis Barsi Filho with 13.63%, and he has two seats in the board, Victor Adler, and controlled with 11.04 and two seats on the board, Geração El Par with 8.24 with two seats in the board. And they have six members in the board. And according to the rules of the Novo Mercado BMF Bovespa, they're considered independent counselor. And the fiscal board, that is a non-permanent agency, has three members. These are the board of auditors. And they are appointed by the three main shareholders of the company. On slide 19, here we have our policy of remuneration. Here we can see that due to the results that were obtained on 2016, distribution of earnings. And according to the company's dividends payout, well, this continues unchanged. Therefore, our new distribution will take place as soon as we attain positive results. In our next chapter, we will see recent events. And this basically, we would like to share with you, although these events have already been object of relevant facts or a communication to the market, we would like to take advantage of this opportunity to explain what has happened. For those that have been following our calls for some time, you will remember that the Labor DA's office carried out a civil lawsuit for the Osasco plant, and the activities of this plant ended on 93 in March last year because of this lawsuit. The sentence was ruled in the first instance. This was last March, and in February this year, we were notified that this sentence in first instance was resubmitted. So this means that this is a trial in second instance. What is very important here is we excluded the following sentences. Here, these were given in the first instance. They were excluded. The indemnity for collective manage for $100 million. Indemnity for pain and suffering, the amount of $50,000 to each former employee not diagnosed. and all in any claims made by family members or former employees. These were some of the sentences that were, or convictions that were eliminated during the second instance. We also had another part that would be reduced. The following convictions were reduced, okay? Like, for example, moral and existential damages for each former employee already diagnosed, fixed at $100,000 and $50,000 respectively, and also and moral damages and suffering for the estate of each former employee deceased after filing of the claim for $100,000. These convictions were of $300,000 and now were reduced to $100,000. Well, the following condition was maintained. Full medical assistance for former employees diagnosed with asbestos-related disease. For those that know the company and have been following us for some time, this full medical assistance, this is something that the company already provides. You just have to verify our balance when you see benefits post-employment entries. Here you can see the amounts that we have for full medical assistance for the employees that were diagnosed with some respiratory problems. We have to highlight that the company knows why and when and how this happened, and we do not have new plaintiffs. If you see our balances during the past 4 or 5 years, the number of beneficiaries drops and it doesn't increase, and this proves that our activities today are totally controlled, respecting the environment and the health and the safety of our workers. Now on slide number 22, here we were notified on March 10th. This year about a civil action filed by the Labor Prosecution's Office in the municipality of Colombo in the state of Pará. There are a number of claims, but the most important claims is a plea for the company to be condemned to pay $85 million as collective damage. And an indemnity for occupational exposure to asbestos. And the judge in the first instance will see these claims, we will present our defense, and we expect our defense to be considered because we will present proof, and we hope that this proof is considered for our defense. So we highlight and we will highlight the fulfillment of safety and health rules established by the federal law. So based on this and based on the history of this unit, this is a unit that has not presented bad history of respiratory diseases. So we will present our defense, and we do expect that everything is taken into account as the first civil action was taken into account. The São Paulo sued the company, and afterwards this was not considered. The next slide, we have our contacts from our investor relations team. We continue at your disposal for the Q&A session. Ladies and gentlemen, we will start our Q&A session. In order to pose a question, please press star 1. In order to withdraw your question from the list, please press star 2. Please hold on. Our first question from Ronildo Cassio. How much do you intend to attain with the property of Pegulu? How will you use this value? Do you know when this property will be sold? The property that belongs to Pegulu. Ronildo, thank you very much for your question and for participating in our conference call. As we mentioned, the restructuring took place in 1 month, therefore the property is available. All the property is available for sale, and obviously we do have an economic appraisal of this property. But those that are interested in buying this property can submit their proposals to the company, and the company will analyze this together with the board, and subsequently they will deliberate regarding this matter. The next question. Paulo Nassifi, Global Performance. Rodrigo, good morning. Congratulations for your presentations. Do you believe that the actions of the DA's office once attorney to go out of asbestos be to stop to produce with asbestos as other manufacturers have done? Thank you very much, Paulo, for your question and for participating in our conference call. Well, I believe that on the civil lawsuits, there is a request of replacing asbestos. Now, obviously, as we have a concession, the mining concession given by the state federal government, well, we have to plan. And in the middle and long term, because it is non-renewable mineral. This is why we have an investment in Manaus, because if this happens one day, although the company doesn't want it to happen, we will have total conditions to guarantee the supply of the main raw material to manufacture tiles, the fiber cement. Yes, there is a coincidence, perhaps yes, but yes, the company is working safely and in a controlled fashion with asbestos. Could you please hold on? The next question, Adilma Perufo. Good morning. Is there an explanation for COGS regarding the net revenue? Are we currently above the 5% that is expected? Well, thank you very much for your question, Ademar, for participating in this conference call. Well, number one is that the company has as a policy the non-disclosure of a guidance. So, and unlike And like other companies, we have segments as mining segment that requires the defense of this activity. Therefore, this costs important amounts. So we cannot say that the general and management costs or expenses will remain at a certain level, because as you have, you make progress, because you need additional costs to defend your activities, you will also have higher recurring expenses. So it is not possible to correlate to what you have just said. What the company has tried to do in one way or the other is to reduce its expenses, totally aligned with the restructured company's program. This is something that the company has been putting in place even to face moments of low installed capacity and to face the competition. What do we want to do? We want to be more competitive. The next question, Onildo Castro. During the third to the fourth quarter of 2016, the gross debt did not drop significantly. During the year of 2017, the $69 million will mature. Will this amount be totally paid to the company, or will you roll out this debt? Well, this is a very important question. The variation from the third to the fourth quarter didn't take place because there was no amortization of the main. What happened, what we had were payments of interest rates, not the main debt. Now, on our debt slide, I mentioned that good part of the short-term debt was basically because of working capital financing the average term of exports receipts, or accounts receivable. So this is a recurrent value, because as we maintain exports, we also maintain the short-term debts. So it is balanced. And this is true because these instruments are connected to accounts receivable. So if there is a rupture in export, the amounts that were paid in accounts receivable, well, this means that the company will have no longer debt. Now, the long-term debt is within our normal amortization program. But what is important to highlight, from one year to another, the reduction was of 25%. This is from one year to the other. The next question from Mr. Ronildo. If Eternit is permitted to sell it to extract chrysotile, what would be the impact? Would it be able to have profit without this raw material? Ronildo. Now, obviously, the company works so that this doesn't happen, but we can say that there could be a demand from the population with and without chrysotile. So right now, it is important for the company to be prepared to supply and to meet the demand of its consumers. This is why it already has within its portfolio products with the traditional raw material and the alternative raw material. Now, when all the manufacturers have the same cost base, probably this product will have a price repositioning in order to make justice to a production delta cost, something that chrysotile presents. So chrysotile has an important contribution to the company's business, regardless if it's forbidden or not. The company will see you know, how we can be reimbursed, you know, for these damages, because we do have a concession regarding the use of chrysotile. With the restructuring of Pegula, will the unit that works in Achibaya, will it give profit to the company or will it continue presenting losses? Juanildo. As I mentioned, the Achibaya unit was the only unit that presented growth in terms of volume during 2016. With the restructuring and the adjustment of all the structure to operate only with one plant and to maintain the current market conditions, Pegula, the Achibaya unit, has everything to turn around its performance. But once again, this depends on a number of factors. Now, on the company side, adjustments have already been carried out, but there is also the market where we already see the trend, and we can see that in the upcoming months, the sector will improve shyly. But this is already a good sector for the recovery of the segment regarding construction material. If should there be any questions, please press star 1. Thank you very much. The next question, Onildo Cassio. What will you do with the sanitary cements? Wouldn't this be better to pay the gross debt? What is the prospect for this year? Profit or loss? As I mentioned, the company has as a policy the non-disclosure of the guidance. So I cannot answer your question regarding the prospects for this year regarding the bathroom Chinaware plant. What I can say is that throughout the year of 2016, the company made the necessary adjustments so that it could start in 2017 with its foundations totally adjustment, and if the economy slow down in comparison to 2016, that was already challenging. Well, the company will have to carry out other adjustments. Now, regarding the Chinaware plant, this is a greenfield, and as every greenfield is a challenging. And as we're talking about Chinaware, bathroom Chinaware, that is a craft product, well, we have a proper portfolio for this. What do I mean with an adequate portfolio? I mean that we have a portfolio of low, medium, and high added value available for our customers. The same thing that we have with fiber and fiber cement. The operating margin will contribute and will neutralize this ramp-up period of new products. Now, when we think about selling or not selling, well, we believe that this is something that the board has discussed, and for the time being, as there is an improvement of productivity indexes, and we have been able to see this in the evolution of the year's results, you know, you can see that there has been an improvement. So when the economic activity improves in terms of GDP and sector, we believe that our business will respond according to the sector segments. We please ask you to hold on. We would like to give the floor to Mr. Rodrigo Luz for his final remarks. Well, thank you very much. I would like to thank you for your participation in our conference call. We believe this is a unique moment where we have the opportunity to discuss with you, although we have open channels through email, through telephone, through the internet, but we believe that this is an important channel that we have together with the public meetings that we hold. Now, for the year 2017, Abramat points out to a year very similar to that of 2016, a downturn because of the high level of unemployment and unfavorable credit conditions. Now the Businessman Trust Index has improved a little bit, especially because of the future expectations and because of a number of measures and incentives toward demand. This would be interest rate and the drop of unemployment that could improve the scenario of construction material. Aligned with these number of factors, what we can provide you regarding recent data disclosed by the government is that, well, we've been having good news, and they're totally aligned with the change that we have observed in the trust index of businessmen. So, for example, the interest rate has dropped. The Monetary Policy Committee has been constantly reducing our interest rate. Inflation shows to be controlled, and it is within its target. And we believe that this is very positive for it to recover our economy. And last week, the IBGE announced during the last month of February, they pointed out to the generation of new jobs. And we believe that this is very important for the recovery of economic activity. So this announcement of the IBGE broke this recurring, you know, after 22 months of drop, of increase in unemployment. So this shows us that perhaps we will have a positive trend for the upcoming month in terms of GDP in the sector, and automatically this will benefit the business of the company. The business of the company are basically connected to employment generation and income distribution. When we have these two things, historically, we have sold a high amount of products. If we're able to maintain these conditions and this trend, we have everything to repeat this effect in terms of value. And inside the company, as I mentioned, we will continue focused on the recovery of their operating margin. Since January this year, we implemented readjustment in product prices. As 2016, we weren't able to transfer
the cost pressures to our products. Well, this year, since the first working day of January, we have already been practicing new prices in our products, and this is totally aligned with the margin recovery. So automatically, we want to reduce cost and expenses. As I said, pointing out to competitiveness, to face the competition, especially when we have low occupation of installed capacity. Now, to bring our conference call to an end, if we confirm this trend that I just mentioned, that may point out to an improvement in the economic activity. So although there are challenges, we will have an operating performance in terms of volume equal to 2016, but with better revenues because the adjustments have already been carried out. So I would like to thank all of you for your participation and your interest in following us in this conference call. And if should you have any further questions that weren't answered, our IT team is at your disposal to carry out any clarifications. So thank you very much. Have a very good day. Ethernet SA's conference call has come to an end. We would like to thank you for your participation and have a very good day.